Hello and welcome to Fat Geeky Reviews. My name is Brendan. Hey guys, I'm back with another podcast today. We're going to do a little reaction to some news that came out. There's a lot of news coming out recently, and I'm so excited to be talking about this. But today's episode is going to be a little bit different because I'm not excited per se, but I am angry, I want to say is the right term. Not really angry, I guess just, you know, I want to share my opinion on a certain subject because the subject has really teed me off over the last few years, and it's something, it's like a movement where, you know, people are responding to me on Twitter like, ah, ha, ha, the thing that you didn't want came true, you're a loser, blah, 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 blah. Well, I'm going to share my opinion with everybody on why I didn't think this should happen, on how it damages kind of everything that was built prior to this, and it's something that, even though it's really cool, and even though it's probably something that should have happened originally, it seems like everyone wants this change because they, just for the sake of change, and I'll tell you my reason why. So here's the news, okay? So if you haven't learned, there is a new streaming service coming out on, you know, in the world. Of course, you have a million streaming services in order to, you know, pick and, you know, place your favorite shows, movies, and all the above. You have to have all these different networks. Like, currently, I have Hulu, Disney Plus, and that's it. Oh, I have Amazon Prime, too. So, and those are my ones. I don't have Netflix because I kind of watched everything I wanted to watch on Netflix, and their original content lately hasn't been that great. And no, I have not watched Tiger King. So I don't give a crap about Tiger King. It does not interest me. So if you're going to hark on me, at least hark on me for that, instead of this other news. So what they announced yesterday, if you haven't heard of this, then, you know, then you're new to the nerd community, because this has been a revolution, this has been a cult, and this has been a really annoying thing for the past 3 or 4 years, and it is called the Release the Snyder Cut movement. And what is that referring to, hashtag Release the Snyder Cut? It means that the Justice League movie that was made a couple of years ago was brought out for in the middle of production. Zack Snyder had to leave the project for personal reasons. And in order to Warner Brothers, what they did instead of stopping the production, waiting until Zack Snyder was good enough to come back and finish it, they brought in a very talented director, Joss Whedon, who directed the Avengers movie. I also believe he did Age of Ultron, if I'm not mistaken. He did the first two Avengers movies. And, you know, a very talented guy. They brought him in because he, you know, did the Avengers movies. He's a very good director. And he changed some things in the direction of the movie midway through it that didn't agree with a lot of people. A lot of people wanted to see Zack Snyder's original cut of the movie. You know, so if you watch the movie Justice League, it's a lot lighter toned than Batman versus Superman, even though there are some dark tones in it. And you can kind of tell what scenes were added by Joss Whedon and, you know, the scenes that were originally Zack Snyder's. You can tell based on the flow of the film. And the film wasn't, you know, it was good. It was an okay film. The story was fine. I think that what people had the most issue with wasn't the actual script of the movie. It was the scenes that Joss Whedon came in and fixed. Like one scene they came back and did, and they did reshoots on, was a scene at the very beginning of the film, where Superman's being filmed on like a camera, and you can tell his face has been CGI altered because he was doing the Mission Impossible movie at the time, and he had a mustache, and Mission Impossible wouldn't let him shave his mustache to do the reshoot on Justice League. So they had to edit out his mustache, which made his mouth really, really weird in that scene. And it was something that was rushed. It was something they had to get to, you know, to make their deadline. They just said, that works, that's good enough. And I think a lot of that had to do with that. Not only that, but I think that Joss Whedon knew that Warner Brothers was planning to do more Justice League films, and so the villain in the movie was not the villain that everyone expected it to be, which was Darkseid. It was Steppenwolf, his general, and that's who they fought in the movie. And you can tell a lot of the lighter scenes, like with Aquaman and Barry Allen. You know, you can tell some of those really lighthearted scenes were scenes that Joss Whedon added into the film that didn't really need to be there. And so HBO Max, which is the streaming service that's coming out on May 27th, they announced yesterday that they are, in 2021, they are going to put on HBO Max the Zack Snyder cut, the director's cut of the film as it was originally supposed to be done by Zack Snyder, without all the extra scenes that were done by Joss Whedon, the original script. And, you know, the ending may be different. You know, the whole flow of the film is going to change. But people have been begging for this for 3 to 4 years. And I've been one of the people that's been actually against this. I don't think it's worth it to re-release that film because it changes the whole aspect of the film. It, you know, if you wanted to do that in the beginning, why didn't you just stop the production of the film? And it doesn't take it anywhere. It doesn't take the story anywhere. It doesn't conclude it. It doesn't, the movie is still going to be the same movie, just with some scenes changed, and it's not going to propel any future films. So I don't understand why people want this so bad. And the biggest reason for me on why people don't want this is because these are the same people who crapped on Batman versus Superman. These are the same people that the people that hated Batman versus Superman hated Justice League so much more that they'd rather have the Snyder cut of the film versus what we actually got in the Justice League film. Okay, now this doesn't do anything for any of those characters, because, you know, the only character that's getting another movie, and it's probably going to be the last movie that she does, is another Wonder Woman movie. Wonder Woman 1984 keeps getting pushed back and pushed back. I have no idea when that's coming out, but that's going to be the end of it. So the Ray Fisher who played Cyborg, he's not going to get a solo movie. Ezra Miller is not going to get a solo Flash movie. They might do an Aquaman 2. There hasn't been an announcement of an Aquaman 2. I don't know why they would, based solely on the fact that Batman's been recast. Sparkly vampire boy from Twilight is going to play Batman in a Batman movie. So what's the point of redoing and releasing the Snyder cut of the film when it's not going to propel anything? Basically, you're just going to show Ben Affleck as Batman again. It's not going to propel anything forward. You're not going to get another Justice League movie based on what results from re-releasing this movie. There would be no point because Batman's already been recast. Now, if Batman already hadn't been recast and they hadn't already started filming the Batman, then it might make sense to do it, because you might get enough fan interest and enough buys on this HBO Max where Warner Brothers is going to say, maybe we should do another Justice League movie, a sequel to the first Justice League movie, with the same people coming back. That would make more sense, but it's not going to happen because Batman's been recast. So I don't get why they're doing this, other than the fact that it's going to, you know, bring these fanboys to purchase this streaming service when the streaming service is already sells itself with Friends and Big Bang Theory coming to it alone, not to mention other huge movies coming to it as well. I just don't get what the point is. And a lot of it's unfinished. A lot of it's unfinished footage. So unless they're going to actually go back and finish the footage, which I don't think they will, you're going to get a Snyder Cut of the film that's going to have CGI-less scenes in it. You know, you could see Ray Fisher running around in a green screen suit because he's supposed to be Cyborg, and you're not going to get that. I mean, he might be running around in a mocap suit. And I just don't get why they would do it. You know, why they would invest money into people finishing the film with CGI when it's not going to lead anywhere. I don't understand why they're doing it. I don't understand why it's needed. And quite honestly, I'm against it. Just leave the film for what it is. It was an okay film. It did okay numbers. You know, when Ben Affleck decided he was done being Batman, they recast the role. They started doing a new film. Let's move on. You know, it doesn't need to be the MCU. It doesn't need to be that. But I think the thing is that geeks and fans want it so bad to be the MCU. They wanted these people to make MCU-like movies out of DC characters, and it just never happened. DC fell behind the curveball and swung and missed. And you know what? It's okay. Some people, like myself, really, really enjoyed Batman v Superman. I thought that was probably the best DCEU movie of all of them. I thoroughly enjoyed. And as much as I would want to see an original Snyder Cut of Justice League, of what it could be, just to see what the differences are, I don't really care for it or don't think it's needed. But I'm probably still going to watch it because I'm getting HBO Max for other things. So if it does come out in 2021, I'll do another podcast on what the differences are. But I don't understand why these fans screamed and pleaded and begged for this thing to happen when they shit all over Batman v Superman. It just doesn't make sense to me. And that's my gripe with it. And I'm not, I don't mind it happening. I just wish that the fanboys would understand that it's not going to lead anywhere. And the only reason that they're wanting it is just to see what it could have been. But you could go back and say that about a lot of movies. A lot of movies don't get redone. You know, you just leave them the way they are. See, you could always go back and tweak a film. I was watching a documentary one time about the Lord of the Rings and how often they wish they could go back and change this or change that, and they're not going to get that chance to. So why do it? It just doesn't make sense to me. But I don't, I'm going to see if I can put this the right way. As much as I think it doesn't need to happen, it's going to happen. And I'm still, at the end of the day, a fan of superheroes and superhero movies. So, yes, I will watch it. However, I still don't think it needs to happen, but because I will have HBO Max in 2021, most likely, then I will watch it. So that's my gripe with it. I'm done kind of venting, and I appreciate you guys listening to me vent. I know it's kind of been a long, drawn out vent of my opinion of the Snyder Cut. And, you know, let me know what you think. If you disagree with me and you want to call me stupid, reach out to me on Twitter. At Fat Geeky Reviews. You can also visit my YouTube channel, check out anything there, and then you can also like, share, and subscribe this you know, this podcast, whatever platform you're listening to it on, whatever rating system it has. If it's got a thumbs up rating, then give me the thumbs up. If it's got a star rating, you know, give me 5 stars if you could. Also, if you're interested in hearing more of my crazy voice and my crazy opinions, shoot a little bit of money towards my way so I can help keep this going. You know, I have a few supporters right now, and which is kind of why I'm getting back into the game a little bit. I owe it to them because they give me money to do this. And you could be a part of that. There is a link in the description of the podcast that you can support the podcast. Just 99 cents a month helps me keep going. And eventually I want to get to the point where this is, becomes popular, where I can kind of turn it into a business and, you know, get merchandise and create stuff. I love being creative with this. So, you know, check it out when you get a chance. And, you know, happy to keep giving my opinion as long as people are willing to listen. So, well, that's it. That's it for another episode of Fat Geek Reviews. That's it for the geek. Have a good one. Thank you.